Chapter 119. Description of the length of kameez and the sleeves, the end of the turban, the prohibition of wearing long garments out of pride, and the undesirability of wearing them without pride. 790. Asma bint Yazid radiallahu anha reported, "The kameez sleeves of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, reached down to his wrists." Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith simply tells us that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to wear a kameez with long sleeves up to the wrist. But in the case of all the other clothes apart from the kameez, the sleeves should not go beyond the fingertips. 791. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'Whoever allows his lower garment to drag out of vanity will find that Allah will not look at him on the day of resurrection.'" On this, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu submitted, "O Messenger of Allah, my lower garment keeps sliding down, though I take care to pull it and wrap it." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "You are not of those who do it out of vanity." Al-Bukhari. Commentary. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, has given a severe warning to those who intentionally wear a dress which is dragging along the ground, because this is a sign of arrogance. Yet, if a person's garment unintentionally slips downward, he will not be put to accountability. 792. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'On the day of resurrection, Allah will not look at him who trails his lower garment out of pride.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. A disregard of Allah's favors and gifts means ungratefulness, which is essentially manifested in a haughty attitude. It is also a sign of arrogance that one wears a dress with the hem trailing on the ground. 793. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'What is below the ankles of a lower garment is condemned to the fire, hell.'" Al-Bukhari. Commentary. This apparent sense of the hadith words is that the part of the dress hanging down below the ankles will be put into hellfire. Yet, if this is the fate of the particular piece of cloth, the wearer will surely go to hell. When Nafi radiallahu anhu was asked about it, he said, "Yes, but what sins have the clothes committed?" 794. Abu Dhar radiallahu anhu reported, "I heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, 'There are three to whom Allah will neither speak on the day of resurrection, nor will look at them, nor purify them, i.e. of their sins, and they will be severely tormented.'" When he repeated this statement thrice, Abu Dhar radiallahu anhu said, "They are doomed and destroyed. But who are they, O Messenger of Allah?" He said, "One whose lower garment trails, one who boasts of kindness shown to another, and one who promotes sale of his business by taking false oaths." Muslim. Commentary. This hadith sheds light on three major sins which unfortunately prevail in Muslim societies. May Allah amend the lapses of Muslims' behavior. 795. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'On the day of resurrection, Allah will not look at one who trails his lower garment, kameez, or turban arrogantly.'" Abu Dawud and An-Nasai. Commentary. This hadith tells us, if trousers and pajamas out of pride, etc., hang loose below the ankles, the wearer will be committing a grave blunder. The excessive hang of shirt or turban out of pride is also a sign of arrogance and involves the wearer in a major sin. Wearing long garments without the intention of pride is disliked. 796. Abu Jurayj Jabir bin Sulaym radiallahu anhu reported, "I noticed a man whose opinion was followed by every body, and no one acted contrary to what he said. I asked who he was, and I was informed that he was the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. I said to him twice, 'Alayka salam ya Rasulullah, may Allah render you safe.' He said, 'Do not say, Alayka salamu. This is the salutation to the dead in Jahiliya times. Say instead, Assalamu alayka, may Allah render you safe.' I asked, 'Are you the Messenger of Allah?' He replied, 'Yes, I am the Messenger of Allah, who will remove your affliction when you are in trouble, and call to him, who will cause food to grow for you when you are famine-stricken, and call to him, and who will restore to you your lost riding beast in the desert when you call upon him.' I said to him, 'Give me instructions to act upon.' He, peace be upon him, said, 'Do not abuse anyone. Since then, I have never abused anyone, neither a free man, nor a slave, nor a camel, nor a sheep. He, peace be upon him, continued, do not hold in contempt even an insignificant act of goodness, because even talking to your brother with a cheerful countenance is an act of goodness. Hold up your lower garment halfway to the leg, and at least above the ankles, for trailing it is arrogance, and Allah dislikes pride. And if a man imputes to you of bad things he knows you possess, do not impute to him bad things that you know he has, for he will assume the evil consequences of his abuse. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Herein we are informed that the companions of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would lend a ready ear to the Prophet's advice and put it into practice resolutely. Besides, in Islam, the greeting of peace or salam is alike to the living as well as the dead. The hadith also tells us about the desirable length of izar or lower garment. Sharia allows it up to the ankles, but if it goes below, the wearer will be involved in a serious transgression, incurring hellfire, as mentioned earlier. Second, any good act, however small it may be, must not be underestimated and ignored. At no cost should it be given up. Third, nobody should be reproached for his fault or mistake. That is, he should not be put to humiliation in public for it. However, in private conversation, he may be advised to improve his behavior and desist from repeating his mistake. 797. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to a man who was performing salat while his lower garment was trailing, go and perform your wudu again. That man went and came back having performed it. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said again, go and perform your wudu. Someone present said to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, O Messenger of Allah, you asked him to perform his wudu, and then you kept silent, without saying the reason for it. He, peace be upon him, said, he performed salat while his lower garment was below his ankles. Allah does not accept the salat of a man who trails his lower garment. Abu Dawud, 798. Qais bin Bishr al-Taghlibi reported that his father, who attended the company of Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu, told him, there was a man in Damascus who was a companion of the Messenger of Allah. He was called Ibn al-Hanzaliyah. He was a lonesome person and would rarely spend some time in the company of people. He would spend most of his time in performing salat, and when he finished, he would engage himself in tasbih, subhanallah, and takbir, Allahu Akbar, till he would go home. He passed by us one day when we were sitting with Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. The latter said to him, tell us something which will benefit for us and will not harm you. He said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, sent a detachment. When they returned, one of them came to the assemblage in which the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was present, and said to his neighbor during the conversation, I wish you had seen us when we encountered the enemy. So and so, a believer, took up his spear, struck, and said, take this from me, and I am the Ghifari boy. Now, what do you think of this? The neighbor said, I think that he lost his reward because of boasting. He said, I see no harm in it. They began to exchange arguments till the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, heard them and said, Subhanallah. Allah is free from every imperfection. He would be rewarded in the hereafter and praised in this world. I noticed that Abu Darda radiallahu anhu felt a great pleasure at this remark, and raising his head began to repeat, have you heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, say this? Ibn al-Hanzaliyah radiallahu anhu continued responding, till I asked Abu Darda radiallahu anhu not to annoy him. Ibn al-Hanzaliyah radiallahu anhu happened to pass by us another day, and Abu Darda said to him, tell us something which will benefit us and will not harm you. He said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, told us, he who spends to purchase a horse for jihad is like one who extends his hand for spending out of charity without withholding it. He passed by us another day, and Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said to him, tell us something which might benefit us and will not harm you. He said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, once said, Khurem al-Usaydi is an excellent man, were it not of his long hair and his lower garment which is hanging down. When Khurem heard about what the Prophet had said about him, he trimmed his long hair up to his ears with a knife and raised his lower garment halfway on his shanks. On another occasion, he passed by us, and Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said to him, "Tell us something that will benefit us and will not harm you." He said that he heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, say, "While coming back from an expedition, you are returning to your brothers, so set your saddles and clothes in order so that you look tidy and graceful. Allah hates untidiness." Abu Dawud, Commentary. This hadith talks about 6 points. First, a war cry expressive of one's chivalrous deeds and designed to intimidate the enemy is permissible. Second, it is not an impeachable act and will be rewarded by Allah if it is done with a good intention. Third, hair should be grown either up to the earlobes or up to the neck end, as was the Prophet's practice. The Prophet, peace be upon him, disapproved the long hair upon the shoulders. Fourth, on return from a journey, a man is advised to clean up his appearance and dust-covered clothes due to the fatigue and dust of journey. He may appear untidy and out of shape. With his ruffled hair and run-down face, whether intentional or unintentional, he will perhaps give a depressive impression to his wife and children and other family members to the displeasure of Allah. Fifth, we may sympathetically allude to the minor shortcomings of a person in his absence for the sake of his moral uplifting. This will not be considered as backbiting. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, talked about Khuram al-Usaydi radiallahu anhu in the same spirit. Sixth, indecency, which means something ugly and disgraceful, is taken here in an untidy and disheveled sense, which is against aesthetic principles. 799. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "The lower garment of a believer should be halfway below the knees. He is guilty of no sin if they are up to the ankles. That which is below the ankles is in the fire of hell. Allah will not look at one who allows his lower garment to trail out of vanity." Abu Dawud, Commentary. This hadith says that a garment like trousers, pajamas, etc. should properly speaking go down up to the middle of the shanks. However, it is permissible to lower it up to the ankles, which should remain uncovered. This commandment is for men alone. On the contrary, women are required to cover not only their ankles, but also their feet, particularly when they go out. 800. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, "My lower garment was trailing as I passed by the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. So he said, 'Raise your lower garment, Abdullah.' I lifted it up and he told me to raise it higher. I complied with his orders, and as I was still trying to find the best place for it, one of the people asked where it should reach, and he, peace be upon him, replied, 'Halfway down the knees.'" Muslim. 801. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "On the day of resurrection, Allah will not look at the one who trails his lower garment out of arrogance." Umm Salama radiallahu anha asked, "What should women do with the hem of their clothes?" He, peace be upon him, said, "They might lower them a hand's span." She said, "But their feet would still remain exposed." He said, "Let them lower those equal to arm's length, but not more than that." Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Herein, women are commanded to cover themselves completely up to an arm's length from the hem of their clothes in order to cover the sole of their feet with their wraps and lower body garments.